And immediately after that, our sister Ada is going to take over also the stage and minister unto us. Hallelujah. So I want to thank God for the life of us, many who are here this hour. We are all blessed in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Yes, our minister Andre, God bless you. Go ahead very quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much, Brother John. How is everybody today? And Merry Christmas. How was your holiday? How is your family's? How is everything going in your world? This is good. Very good. Very good. I have a scripture I want to read to you all today. My topic for today is about the gift of giving. It's about more than just giving material gifts. Okay, I want to start my reading in Romans 12. Chapter 12, verse 1, if everyone wants to follow me. It's called A Living Sacrifice. It starts this way. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, it says, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, right? All of you have a different function. All of you, you work a different job, you do different things. So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. We're all connected, everyone. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in his generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. In other words, cast away what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. You know, you can never have enough of showing honor to each other. This is a never-ending process. Being on or showing honor to one another is showing mercy to one another, okay? So with brotherly affection, you must outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Don't be slow. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Now, there's the one word I've been talking about for a long while now. Giving to others because he sends them to you. Not shutting your door on those who come to you. Helping everyone he places in your path, right? This is all about hospitality. You do not treat a rich man any more special than you should treat a poor man. Treat a poor man the same as you would treat a rich man. Give them the same seat. Do not treat a poor man just because he smells different, looks different, and dresses differently than you would someone who came to you in a suit and tie. Okay, be kind to everyone who comes to your door. Now let's continue. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice in those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Here's what I was just talking about. Never be wise in your own sight. Now, don't go on your own understandings. Do not listen to your own understandings, because God's understandings are higher than our understandings, everyone. He thinks higher. His thoughts are higher. His ways are higher. His methods are higher. His reasons are higher. He has a reason for everything that he does. And every single thing he places in your path is there for a reason, whether it be to teach a lesson or to be used as a tool. Okay, every single thing is done for a reason. He does not do anything with no reason. So repay no one, or Yeah, repay no one evil for evil. Eye for an eye is not the way, okay? But give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. Always give room for the wrath of God, everyone. Don't seek revenge on those who commit acts of evil against you. It is not your place to be revengeful. It is His place to be revengeful. This is His wrath, not ours. Okay, our job is to be here to serve, to do what He tells us to do, not to be revengeful, not to attack our enemies. Our job is to pray for our enemies and leave it to God, right? Okay, so for it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Exactly what I said. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Right? Amen to that scripture. I love that scripture. Romans teaches so many things. So I hope you have all had a wonderful holiday. Holiday is a word that denotes a day of holiness, a holy day, a day of remembrance, celebrating a holy event, right? Today is a day I want everyone to remember is more than just about the giving of gifts of material things among each other. It truly should always be remembered as a day a truly divine gift was given to the world. Although the Bible truly does not denote the exact day of the birth of this individual I speak of, a gift was given to the world first of the teachings of God through His Son Jesus, but also of the gift of salvation that was given in death, from the cross to end death itself, the gift of eternal life beyond the flesh, beyond this realm, everyone. Today I want you all to make this day about that gift, okay? To make this day about the gift that was selflessly given by the grace of God through His chosen Son to deliver grace to a people unworthy of it, that deserve not to be saved because of their idolatrous ways, to a people that did not know what they were doing, blinded to the fact that they themselves were all born into sin, blinded to the crimes they committed, blinded because they were not taught by their evil dictators, Caesar Augustus, Joseph Ben Caiaphas, the Pharisee priest, and so many others, to do what is right in God's sight. The gift that was given required a painful 16 hours of torture, beginning on Passover and ending at 3 p.m. the following day, with a cry to the heavens, before finally Jesus gave His spirit back to God, but not before going to hell first, carrying the sins of all humanity to hell. Okay? And then being released from hell because He Himself was truly innocent, fulfilling the second covenant with a third day resurrection, granting a special gift to all that have faith in Him and God His Father. Okay? That gift is the gift of salvation of all of your souls. That gift is the gift of eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him will never perish, but have fulfilled unto them the true gift and promise of eternal life. Okay? This day and forward, I want you all to remember the gift of giving without expectation. Okay? The gift of giving because God sent you to do so. The rewards of being truly selfless giving. Evangelists, I want you all to remember today and forward the homeless, the meek, and the humble, okay? That giving without expectation is always rewarded from God above, with more gifts given, and righteousness if done in true faith, without trying to do so just to exalt yourself. Don't do it out of ego. Giving without expectation of reward selflessly because God tells you to do so, and without Him directly telling you to do so, will reward you with righteousness. You know, that right standing with God and the kingdom of heaven. Remember, everyone, that the best gifts aren't the seen material things of this world, but the unseen gifts of the Holy Spirit. And true faith is your passport to heaven. We all have this passport that was given to us. Jesus gave us His passport on the cross so that we could go to God without passing into judgment, so that we could go up there and have our lawyer say to God, Dad, let him in. I already paid his price. Let him through those gates. He is already paid for and covered by my blood. 70,000 drops of it, mind you. 3.5 liters of straight blood, okay? That was drained out of his body on the cross until nothing but water leaked from his veins, okay? Nothing but water came out of his veins thereafter. That was before they stabbed him in the rib cage with that spear on the right side, okay? Make this day about the gift of Jesus, everyone, not just about the birth, okay? But the true love God has for us all, that he would place his son into this sinful world to be your savior, your messiah, your mediator, your lawyer, your everything. Make God the Lord of your life, not just the Lord you speak about in church, okay? It's not just about speaking his name, it's about living his name, okay? Remember this, please. All right, make him the God of your life. All right, not all who come to him saying, but Lord, Lord, look at all I've done in your name will be allowed into the kingdom of heaven. Okay, good works alone won't get you there. It is written, it is more difficult to get a rich man into the kingdom of heaven than it is to pass a camel through the eye of a needle, right? The straight and narrow path cannot be walked by the blind following the blind, but by those who follow the footsteps of Jesus to the gates. One can only come to the Father through the Son. And straight and narrow path is the only way to get there. The only road that will lead you there. Okay? And the hardest road of all to walk. Again, God never said it would be easy. So please do not expect it to be easy. He never promised a challenge-free road. He never promised that the road would not be curvy while it is straight. He never promised that you wouldn't pass through the valley of the shadow of death and see no evil. You will see evil. You will see evil, but you will fear it not. Okay? You will fear evil not as you walk the straight and narrow path, because you know where you're going. You have your goal in mind. You know you're going to cross that finish line. And you're not going to run away before you do. You're going to keep suffering and rejoicing in your suffering, because that's what he said. He said not that you would not suffer. He said you would suffer and to rejoice in your suffering, to pick up your cross and to carry it, and to never turn away from the plow, to let the dead bury their dead. Don't be dead with them. Continue to walk. Once you start with that plow, you do not turn away. You continue to walk as hard as it is, no matter how hard it hurts, no matter how much your muscles burn, no matter how hard the walk is. No matter how many vicious and scary demons you see, you will fear them not. You will continue to walk no matter what types of slander are thrown at you. No matter how many people you lose. No matter how much family rejects you and throws you away like a piece of garbage because you serve God. You will do it offending everyone, because you're not here to please them with lies. You're here to disrupt their lives with truth. Their lives of blindness. Their lives of complete ignorance. You're here to make them knowledgeable in the Word of God. You're here to spread the Word and to save their souls. And to do so, they must be hurt. Their building must be collapsed. Their foundation must be shattered and a new one built in its place. Okay? The cup must be spilled for it to be filled again. Okay? People cannot expect the road to be easy. It will be hard. It will always be hard. And rejoice in it. If it is not hard, you're not doing something right. You're on the wrong road. The right road will be difficult. And if you are experiencing today hardships in your life, it is because you are doing what God said. And the demons will oppose you and the devil will oppose you. That means you're doing something right. Be concerned. If the devil does not pay attention to you, then you're doing something wrong. Okay, so please, everyone, hold tight to your faith. And remember to give without expectation. Remember to give to everyone that comes to your door. The best gift ever given was the Holy Spirit and the salvation that comes with it. And the gifts of God given through his Son on that cross, nailed for 16 hours, his back ripped off, his beard ripped off, his body mutilated. For every one of you, Remember this. Remember the power of that sacrifice. Remember how much it hurt for him to do what he did and the insults and humiliation he endured while still loving you. Remember that today should be more about material gifts. So serve him right by first having faith. Give out of faith, everyone. Give without expectation. Give out of obedience, okay? Give without grudging. Give because you want to. And give not because you're obligated to. Do it in the right spirit before God, knowing that he is watching every single thing you do, behind closed doors, in secret even. He hears every word you say. He sees everyone you don't talk to when you should, and he sees everyone you do help when you do. Okay? I love you all, and hallelujah, everybody. Amen, and Merry Christmas to all of you. And have a wonderful new year, a great start to 2024. Be giving. Start this next year giving to everyone you can. Continue the gifts beyond Christmas. Giving shouldn't just be on one day. It should be every day. Every single day is a day to give. Every day you open your eyes is a gift. So give while you have time to give. Continue helping people and never give up doing so, no matter how hard it gets. I know it's hard. I know life is hard. I know your struggles are hard. I know your financial issues are hard. But believe me, if you give it all to him and you believe that he will provide all things and give to you unconditionally, as long as you have faith, he will keep you in his hands. He will protect you, and he will provide for you every single thing you need. Okay? The gift of heaven and the gift of the kingdom of heaven comes with a cost, and that cost is your obedience and your faith. Merry Christmas, everyone. Hallelujah. Most welcome.